This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Brian Strauss, Sports Illustrated soccer writer, joins us. Appreciate you staying up, because I don't think you went to bed yet, right, Brian?
No, we don't go to bed. They don't sleep in Russia. Dude, the sun comes up at two in the morning.
Let me ask you, because
for 2 hours a day.
I was going to say sleep. because you're so far north. I mean, is it a crazy environment there with fans and celebrations and so many people come in from out of town or out of country? I should say it's got to be nuts.
I guess the last time we spoke was in Brazil, right?
It was
4 years.
Yes.
This is my third World Cup covering it, and I've never experienced anything like this. I mean, Moscow is a gateway to the rest of the country, you know, so in order to get anywhere else, any of the other venues, you've got to come through Moscow.
Yeah, no.
So what people are doing is getting off the plane, coming into Moscow, you know, drinking their faces off for 3 or 4 days, and then moving on with their team to wherever they're playing. So, you know, I described it in one of my columns today. It's like every street is like a mile-long mosh pit. It's just incredible.
It's kind of awesome, though.
It takes forever to get everywhere. And, so nobody sleeps, and then it's nuts.
Yeah, but you still got to follow all the happenings and the things that are going on. Obviously, Russia started off the festivities on Thursday with a 5-0 bludgeoning of Saudi Arabia. I kind of felt like that was like a hand me, like a give me. Saudi Arabia's like, all right, we're not going to play that hard, but I'm not going to get into that conspiracy theory. Tell me about the importance, Brian, of the upset of Mexico over Germany. Obviously, they're the defending World Cup champions, but Mexico's, I think, surprised them. They're fast. They get out in front. They were able to take advantage of Germany dumping too many people in their offensive zone, and they won. How damaging is this to Germany's chances?
It's a fascinating result. I mean, European teams have been dominating this tournament except for, as you said, the world champions. And the spotlight's really on Mexico. I mean, the spotlight's on Mexico for a lot of reasons. Obviously, for a lot of us, because the USA didn't qualify. Mexico is now sort of the team we're most familiar with. Whether you love them or hate them, they are the team that you know, we see the most. We know the players, tens of millions of Mexico fans in the U.S. So they are relevant in a way that they haven't been before, at least to us, because the USA is not in the World Cup. That still feels weird to say. And then also because this is a very, very good Mexico team, because this is a real golden generation of talent for them. And so if they do have a chance to make a run, it's going to be with this group, some really good players in their prime, and it was a win of tactics and substance and intelligence. They had a wonderful game plan. They countered Germany to death, and by the time the Germans really kind of understood what hit them, it was a bit too late. And it was just a fun game to watch. And Mexico is now, they call it El Quinto Partido, the fifth game. You know, they've been knocked out in the second round for 6 straight World Cups. The only other countries on the planet that have made it that far for 6 straight World Cups are Germany and Brazil, and they've won the thing multiple times.
Yeah.
So Mexico's desperate to get to this quarterfinal, and now they're in really good position to win the group and potentially get there. So it's a really, really big result. Germany will be fine. Germany will make it through, and Germany will do Germany things, but this is huge for Mexico.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. Sweden and South Korea, I believe they have coming up, so there's an opportunity for Germany to still finish second there. Brian Strauss, Sports Illustrated soccer writer, joining me here on Tiki and Tierney. Brian, do you buy into Landon Donovan's argument that we should be rooting for Mexico? Because it's gotten a ton of backlash, especially from some of his United States team members, or former team members, I should say.
Yeah, it's like every World Cup, like something happens at home that just goes bonkers. Like the LeBron decision one time, you know, you're at a World Cup and you're in this bubble and you're a million miles away, and then something like this goes down and you're trying to wrap your head around it. Landon is just, I like Landon a lot as a person. He's a really interesting guy. I wrote a cover story for Sports Illustrated on Mexico, and it's about sort of the way, it was about the fact, the basic idea of the piece was that, look, you may not be a Mexico fan, but you have friends who are, you have coworkers who are, and we need to realize that there's this parallel America, tens of millions strong, who are just as American as you or me, but they have cultural or family or ancestral or linguistic ties to Mexico, and they, identify with this team in order to connect with those things, and it's very important to them. Landon grew up in Southern California. Landon has, you know, affection and sentimentality for this culture, and he just expressed that in a really, really interesting way. I was surprised by it. I think there's a difference between respecting the fact that you can root for Mexico and still be American,
yeah,
and expecting U.S. fans to root for Mexico. Those are two very, very different things. Our Sports Illustrated story is about the former. Landon then took it a step further and went with the latter. And obviously, yeah, there's been some backlash. I get it.
Yeah. Do you think it would have been
the greatest U.S. player of all time?
No, of course. I mean, he's the one you think about, right? He's the one you think about when you think about U.S. soccer. But do you think if it wasn't, I don't know, paid, if he wasn't paid to do this and it was more organic, it would have not gotten a backlash? You know what? It feels like he sold out to support Mexico.
Yeah. I'm thinking now, like, I'm thinking of my, like, if John Riggins told me to root for the Cowboys, I have a total meltdown. My childhood would be like retroactively killed if that happened.
I hear you.
No. That's a really good question. It's obvious. Yes, it's part of a Wells Fargo deal that he has. He's done a couple commercials with them. I don't know the backstory of this. I'm not going to sit here and pretend to be an expert on what it was. But look, I mean, Landon ultimately is going to decide what he wants to do and what he doesn't want to do. It's not like he didn't have approval, right?
Yeah,
it's not like him and his agent, Richard Moskin, didn't say, yeah, okay, this is good with us. So whether it was his idea, whether he wrote the script, whether he wrote the cut line or not, ultimately it's on him. So I'm not going to blame the company. This was a decision Landon made, and Landon's always marched to his own drummer. He's always zigged when you think he was going to zag. You know, it's what made him a good player. He's unpredictable. You know, he didn't worry about convention. He did his own thing, and he's doing that now. And it's just the way he's always been. And he's original. I appreciate him. I think he's been fun to cover. He's unique. You know, he doesn't talk in cliches. He's an interesting dude. And sometimes what you get with that is something unpredictable and strange, and maybe for some people uncomfortable.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Brian Strauss, Sports Illustrated. You got it in my head, Samter. Brian Strauss, Sports Illustrated soccer writer, joining us here.
Levi's, man.
I know that, and that's what I said. Samter screwed me up. Brian, Messi is one of the great players of all time. I'll keep playing the hits here because Ronaldo had a hat trick. So even if Portugal, who had, you know, I don't know if they have enough talent as a team to really go deep into the World Cup, but he was amazing. Right?
I don't know if either do, to be honest.
Yeah, I agreed. But my point is, Ronaldo had a hat trick, right? Messi misses a free kick. How damaging is that to him?
Man, I'm trying to think of an analogy for people who are sort of general sports fans who kind of tune in, you know, every 4 years to this. Look, I'm a Washingtonian, right? I mentioned Riggins.
Yep.
I'm a huge Washington Capitals fan. So it's like everyone saw what Alex Ovechkin's emotions were, you know, when he won the Stanley Cup. I'm you know, buzzing about it still. Hoping he comes to Russia while I'm still here. That was the look and the feel of a guy who took all of his team's success and failure on his shoulders personally, where it affected him to the core of his being. And that's Messi. Messi is just a sensitive, kind of strangely wired guy. If you remember when they lost the Copa America final to Chile 2 years ago, mm-hmm. he just announced his international retirement after the game. Like, he was so emotional. So he's a guy who just simply isn't able to sort of shed the emotional and psychological burden of being the guy who's had to carry his entire country's fortunes. Argentina is soccer mad. Argentina loves soccer as much as Americans love all of our major sports put together. I mean, there's just nothing like it there. And if you go to a game in one country on the planet, it should be Argentina.
Yeah.
And it's clearly wearing on him. It's clearly a burden. And, you know, maybe he shouldn't take the penalty kick. You know, maybe let someone, you know, for other guys on his team, it's just a 12-yard kick into the goal. For him, it's life or death. It's legacy. It's eternity. It's everything. It's just too much for him. I think Messi's the greatest soccer player I've ever been able to watch live in person. You know, I mean, at my age, I, you know, barely saw Diego Maradona.
Yeah.
You know, too young to see Pele or Cruyff or those guys. But Ronaldo's the greatest winner I've ever seen. He has intangibles, and he has an ability to master the moment and make his teammates better and grind out results in a way that's just magical. And I think those are the difference between the two guys. Messi technically is peerless, but Ronaldo's just got the intangibles. It's just pretty amazing to watch him do that.
Yeah, another one of the favorites, Brazil, tied Switzerland 1-1. But the question that comes out of this is, were they too, free with letting Neymar get get penalties thrown against them. 10 penalties against Neymar in this game. Is this to be expected? It's the World Cup. You got to rise to the occasion, even if it's a little bit unfair.
This is why I'm not picking Brazil, because they, to me, and Neymar's a wonderful player. We did a, not to plug again, but we did a cover story on him last year, hung out with him in L.A. To me, he doesn't have the temperament. He lets that stuff get to him, in other words. And that happens in every sport, right?
Yeah.
You rough up the talented guy, you see what he's made of, you see how strong he is, and some guys crumble under that, and some guys can carry it. And to me, Neymar is just someone who you can kind of get off his game. And so when you see him complaining to the ref, when you see him bothering him and pouting and stomping around, like his head's just not in it. I don't know if he has the temperament. And again, here's a player who's counted on. Here's a player who's the centerpiece, his teammates, his coach, his country. Everybody looks to him to carry the load. And I don't see him having, maybe he'll prove me wrong, but I don't see him having sort of the constitution to do that. That's why at a World Cup, you see teams with depth. You see teams with balance. You see teams like Germany, France, Spain. Those are the teams, maybe even Belgium. Those are the teams that I think are threats to go all the way rather than a team that relies so much on one sort of talismanic player.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. I lied to you, Brian. I got one more for you. Brian Strauss.
Bring it.
This is not has nothing to do with soccer, by the way.
I'm not going to bed. We do this all night.
I know. I'm not talking about soccer, but I'm talking about hockey. You're a Capitals fan. Are you shocked that Trotz leaves, resigns? I know he doesn't have a contract, and I know there was some things going on.
This is the thing. So I'm going to get personal a little bit. Let's get on the therapy couch. So for people of a certain age, right, like soccer is my sport, obviously, and I played it, and I coached it, and I cover it now. But I was born in between the NASL and MLS. So I didn't have a team to support when I was a kid. So even though soccer is my sport, the Capitals are my favorite team, and everybody knows their history. They were the biggest chokers in sports for 35 years.
You're right.
Most home game 7 losses, most 2-game series leads blown, all of the worst stats. And they did it. They did it this year, and it's all I've ever wanted as a sports fan, and it is remarkable and brilliant, and I am on cloud 9, and my feet are not touching the ground. And I'm, this is sort of like the return to reality. This is really disappointing that they didn't, they didn't open up the checkbook and let Barry write down whatever he wanted to earn. But that's sports, and I have told people, I've told friends that I don't care what happens for the rest of my life. The Capitals won the Stanley Cup.
You got one.
Good.
You got one.
So now I got to back that up. Now I got to not get depressed about this.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And good luck with that. I think you will. You the cup is a big thing. Brian Strauss, SI, thank you for staying awake. Go have some vodka, maybe on the rocks. It'll keep you feeling good for the next couple of hours. Appreciate you. Over in Russia, Brian Strauss joins us here on CBS Sports Radio. Man, that's commitment. It's commitment to the task.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.